prone to developing kidney stones? Nearly 20% of men and 10% of women are, and they have no idea how they got them. If you've experienced the pain of kidney stones, your risk of recurrence is high. Having kidney stones is the result of diet, such as using the wrong salt, eating too much animal foods, or taking synthetic vitamins. If you're tired of suffering from kidney stones or want to reduce the likelihood of getting them, call Apothecary Herbs for their whole food organic kidney stone herbal liquid formula. Gently cleanse and purify your kidney filters to reduce the particle buildup that creates stones. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the kidney stone formula, 866-229-3663, or visit thepowerherbs.com. Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, where your healthcare options just became endless. 22 million Americans manage sleep apnea instead of resolving it. Sleep apnea increases risk of heart disease, depression, and death. New research from Rutgers University states the thyroid manufactures hormones used as neurotransmitters to regulate breathing during sleep. This suggests the thyroid gland needs balancing to address sleep apnea. So forget the CPAP machine. Call Apothecary Herbs for their sleep apnea herb formulas to remove cellular stress and feed the thyroid the nutrition it needs for better sleep. Call now to order, 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663, or online at thepowerherbs.com. Thepowerherbs.com. Money back guarantee with our organic professional strength formulas, because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll free. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
2 Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day here. And Herb Talk is all about empowerment. Right, Frank? Yeah, and I'm using my old mic, Frank. The other one doesn't work so well. Not your fault. It's my mic. I have to take responsibility for some of this stuff. It's not Frank's fault all the time. Well, thanks for joining us here on the Miracle Voice Radio Network. It's all about empowerment. And we are going to be talking about, first part of the show, some propaganda in medicine. What do the doctors say about that? We got some good stuff. And we have a crack report. And what? Oh, Frank says those things happen. Yes, Frank, I know. Equipment failure happens. But, well, we got a great show. And before we get into all this great stuff, big salute and Semper Fi, our righteous men and women in uniform. I'm hitting the knees. I'm seeking the Lord's face. I'm minding the time because it's growing short. And today's devotional puts us in Jeremiah 17. This is so beautiful. It says, "Heal me, O Lord, and I shall be healed. Save me, and I shall be saved, for thou art my praise." Oh, I mean, that is so tenderhearted. You know, if you use the Lord's words when you're praying, his words don't come back void. He promises his words, his living word, the Holy Scripture, doesn't come back void. So use them often. Seek the Lord's ear. He'll hear you. And mind the time, it grows short because he is the way. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. Thank you, Frank. Okay, in the quack report, what do we have here? This is a World Health Organization pandemic treaty. Did you hear about that, Frank? It's been kind of being, you know, talked about on radio. So apparently a German member of the European Parliament warned that the European Union and citizens will no longer have any political influence over who they entrust with the administration of their fundamental rights as the World Health Organization amended a treaty with member states. According to Christine Anderson, who said the WHO has attempted to illegitimately seize the de facto governmental power through the creation of an intra-governmental negotiating body called the IND, which is made up of non-democratically elected members. This means that the WHO will have power over its member states in the event of a pandemic and will not need to be involved in or consult with a national government or a national parliament to do so. That means, you know, they're trying to usurp your constitutional rights. The Constitution can't ever go away. They can't do that. Stand up and say no. All right, last but not least in the quack report, MRI scans discover one key brain region that's bigger among the psychopaths. Mm-hmm. This is a new study revealing that a key brain region is significantly larger in the psychopaths. Researchers at Nanyang Technological University in Singapore, they used MRI scans to show that the stranium is about 10% larger in psychopathic individuals compared to people with no psychopathic traits. This region, or part of your forebrain, is an area that contains the entire cerebrum, and this helps you coordinate cognitive thought, motor skills, action planning, decision-making, motivation, and reinforcement, even reward perception. So along with the finding that your psychopaths have a larger part or of a normal person's brain, the team found that they're having when they have this large stranium in the fore part of the brain, it increases the need for them to have stimulation. So this comes along with their compulsiveness disorders. They like excitement, but like drama. That's what they feed on. And so their large brain needs it. It's food. Psychopaths are typically individuals who have an egocentric and antisocial personality. They generally lack remorse for others and display lack of empathy for other people. And this can lead to a tendency to commit criminal acts, but not all of them are criminals. So because biological traits such as the size of your stranium part of your brain, they say it can be inherited, or a child could develop this neurodevelopmental problem in the environment they grow up in. So, and this was from Professor Adrian Rain. He's with the Departments of Criminology, Psychiatry, and Psychotherapy at the University of Pennsylvania. His study got published in the Journal of Psychiatric Research. So there you go. They're trying to find a reason why psychopaths are psychopaths. So Frank says, so now they will start labeling smart people as psychopaths. Great. Well, I didn't say they were smart. Well, they're clever, I guess. I wouldn't say smart or wise. They're not godly in that manner, but they are clever. They're deceptive and manipulative. So they like to use, get this, they like to use third parties to inflict the pain on their targets, okay? They don't like to get their hands dirty. They don't like blood on their hands kind of thing. You know what I used to say? there was a little kid, a high school kid, working at the grocery store, neighborhood grocery store, and my daughter and I went in there, and she used to know this guy. And we were going through the self-checkout, and he was at a terminal, and he can, like, shut off your machine that you're checking out with, and you'd have to rescan something many times. So I looked at him when he was playing with me this way, and I said, you know what? A little power in the hands of a small mind is a dangerous thing. And he did one of those moments, and he released my scanning computer checkout thing. And I'm like, don't be doing that stuff, you know? Just annoying. They just want attention, and they want drama. I don't like people with attention drama issues. I just can't stand it, Frank, you know? I kick them to the curb pretty much and say, get away from me. Anyway, that wraps the Quack Report.
That's all, folks.
Oh, thank you, Frank. Thank you. Okay, so we're going to talk about this propaganda in medicine. You know what this came from? It was like a search result on the medical journal article website. And then I did also find some articles off their website. So we've got some interesting things to cover here because an interesting search, really, of the medical journal site produced some articles by physicians on the subject of propaganda in medicine. So the word propaganda means based on misleading biased and misleading information to promote an agenda. So I'm like, wow. I thought, well, let's check this out and see what the doctors and the medical journals mean by propaganda-based medicine. I wanted to know what they meant by that. Well, I got a lot of results for sure on this search. And the British Medical Journal in December 1999, they had an article published. This was a report titled Rapid Response Propaganda-Based Medicine. Now, it was a brief report, you know, as brief as journal articles go, and it discussed alternatives to evidence-based medicine. And I'm like, okay, so now why would a medical journal publish this information? So were they kind of mocking this topic? I kind of got that vibe. So here's what they listed. This is a brief synopsis. They said, skillfully depict the consensus and decision-making processes which are adopted in actual practice. Number two, a physician has a limited amount of time for scientific training. He can find himself in unmentionable circumstances and may fall prey to the pharmaceutical representatives who possess the strategies for physician-changing behaviors, a.k.a. money. Right? Money answereth all things, correct? Number three, they said, in clinical practice, there are two types of propaganda-based medicine, gullibility and unexplainable variation in drug reactions. So this kind of publishing makes you wonder how scientific science really, what it really is. So if this was supposed to be a joke, well, it's not amusing. Okay, and The Lancet listed also an article by a Dr. Harley Williams published in February 1931. It was titled Propaganda in Medicine. Now, it seems to be restricted. It's a restricted article. You have to buy a subscription in order to read it. Oh, I wanted to read that, Frank. Oh, but sad as it is, I wasn't gonna buy a subscription to The Lancet. Let's look at the National Library of Medicine. They kind of kick in here, too. This is March 1958. The National Library of Medicine had a correspondence piece. It was titled, The Side Effects of Medical Propaganda. It was written by a Dr. William Moody. He was a London, UK physician. And he mentions the psychiatric angle within medicine, using harmful anxiety to control patients and influence their decisions. He lists the tactics. He lists fear, threats, and effects of suggestion. I was like, whoa. So Dr. Moody states this, quote, these tactics increase the suffering of those prone to neurotics and is a policy that is unwise, even if it may be effective. Allowing patients to calmly discuss the facts with their family physician would be best, instead of insisting and issuing frightening warnings without patients having the advantage of objective decisions. So, you know, kind of like, I guess, pushing people to make a decision, you know, before they have all the information. Here is a quote from Dr. Moody. He says, physicians have a high sense of public responsibility. To use television shows promoting medicine, which can inflict tremendous power for good or evil in matters of medicine, it appears to me that with experimental or new therapies, doctors will present the treatment as being televised on TV or radio to give a more positive light to the risky therapy. This increases the chance that the frightened patient will agree to the treatment. Whoa, right? Right? This was what, 1958? I wasn't even born yet, Frank. All right, he goes on to say, television dramatizes disease rather than preventing it. This is a concern. In fact, most medical professionals spend most of their time with disease processes and not in maintaining good health practices. Diseases are what patients mostly go to doctors complaining about and wanting help for. Television shows made electric shock treatments for depression popular, and medical TV shows give the viewers confidence that medicine has methods to cure. End of quote. Whoa. Remember the shock therapy of the 50s? Whoa. So what Dr. Moody is highlighting is symptom management with drugs and other therapies are not a cure, but is supposed to help patients manage their disease. So that's what he's highlighting, basically. Don't you know people were sounding the reform horn? What'd you say, Frank? Marcus will be MD. Well, exactly. I mean, okay. So if you want the public to have a certain perspective on, let's say, modern medicine or law enforcement and legal system or, criminal justice system, basically throw a TV show up there and make it look good. Yeah. So you don't notice all the bad stuff that's going on because you can say, oh, well, I watch Marcus Welby, MD, and it is just fabulous, right? And all those other medical shows you see, right? So what about reform? Now some may say, hey, we need some new policies here. We need them put in place to reform the medical system and improve the ethics within science. Well, in December 1922, the Journal of the American Medical Association published a report titled The Propaganda of Reform in Proprietary Medicine. And this essentially was a culmination of 9 editions of recorded data that was going through the journal, including material prior to 1917. And they were seeking the Council on Pharmacy and Chemistry and the Chemical Laboratory at the time to cease from fraudulent activities. They did come to a compromise, I believe. But based on, you know, how the government agencies are and how the FDA is and how the pharmaceutical companies are today, I'd say reform failed miserably. What do you think, Frank? Hmm? Yeah. You got to have ethics, he says, to improve upon them. So let's get rid of the Hippocratic Oath. It's old-fashioned and unnecessary and outdated. What is wrong with – it's not outdated. It's not old-fashioned to say first do no harm. What's wrong with that? but doctors don't swear to this anymore. Well, let's look at this is well, let's go 100 years later. We were back in 1922. So let's go to current day. And it appears that the question of propaganda in medicine is really not a new problem. And medicine seems to have struggled with it for over 100 years. Now, what do physicians today say about this problem? Well, according to Dr. Farah Augustine Bush and Dr. Jason Fung, they state that the medical propaganda has really led to the end of evidence-based medicine. Ooh. So this would verify what the British Medical Journal published in 1999. We are at risk of gullibility and unexplainable variation of drug reactions. Oh, wouldn't it? I would think so. So let's read a quote from Dr. Jason Fung. He says, "The idea of evidence-based medicine makes conventional medicine highly credible and trustworthy. Now it is a thing of the past. And I say this because the clinical trial research that is published in medical journals is the property of the pharmaceutical companies. It is research that is manipulated and paid for by drug companies. It negates the reason for peer review drug trials." So what's the point of having a drug trial at all, right? It's a dog and pony show. It's to look good. We got clinical corruption, see? So what Dr. Farah Augustine Bush and Dr. Jason Fung are saying is the problem is rampant in scientific research, that it's producing the next generation of drugs, the medical devices and vaccines people are using, and it's all corrupted. So to support their position now, they cited statements from medical journal editors. And now these are editors that used to work for the journal. They're not working for them now. They kind of got out of that industry, and bless their hearts, they did that. So here is a quote from Dr. Marcia Angell. She was former editor of NEJM Journal, and this is what she said in 2009. She said, "It is simply no longer possible to believe much of the clinical research that is published or to rely on the judgment of the trusted physicians or authoritative medical guidelines. I take no pleasure in this conclusion, which I reach slowly and reluctantly over two decades as an editor." Let's see, this is from editor Dr. Reelman, former editor of also the same journal, the NEJM. He said this in 2002, "The medical profession is being bought by the pharmaceutical industry, not only in terms of the practice of medicine, but also in terms of teaching and research. The academic institutions of this country are allowing themselves to be the paid agents of the pharmaceutical industry, and I think it is disgraceful." End of quote. Well, I mean, when you have fraud like that and things manipulated and suppressed and so on and so forth, you know, I bet you there's some really great therapies and treatments that never got discovered, you know, because of this. So it's very concerning that what we grew up thinking was unbiased medical evidence is in reality medical propaganda. And when we come down to it, propaganda is really lying. Do you remember Joseph Goebbels? I think that's how you pronounce his name. "If you tell a lie big enough and long enough, the people will eventually come to believe it." I believe he was a Nazi propagandist. So Dr. Farah Augustine Bush and Dr. Jason Fung also make a really good point here. For the lies to be successful, the truth has to be suppressed. Here is a quote from, again, Joseph Goebbels, who said, "Before promoting the big lie, one must use all of the power to repress any dissenting voice, no matter how right or reasonable the voice is, for the truth is the mortal enemy of the lie." Yep. Yep. And yep again. All right, so they also listed, these two doctors listed the steps that corruption has taken in medical research and scientific research. So the breadcrumb trail of corruption shows us this, what happened. First, you had some selective publication where negative trial results are not published and the data is manipulated to show positive results. Okay, so a drug that wasn't successful would be promoted as successful. They also had rigging outcomes, picking the best outcome before the research begins and not letting evidence show you the results. So they kind of massaged and manipulated it to push it in the direction they wanted. Also, advertorials, this is where your journal research articles are really ads for the drug companies that doctors read. Money from reprints, they said, journals make money from drug companies, and when studies are cited and new research, there is a payment, so the more doctors see it, the more money is made by the journals, and also the more the doctors believe it, the more times they read it. So, yeah. And a lot of those journals, the more they print, the more they make. Bribery and journal editors, they also listed that research payments by drug companies are unregulated, and bribes to journal editors can account for 50% of their income, the editor's income. Well, there's a stimulus. Hmm. And lastly, bias and conflicts of interest. A lot of physicians and researchers involved in clinical trials that wind up in the journals have ties to the drug companies. And a lot of times, they're supposed to reveal that. Okay. So, you know, like politicians and the legal system, there is corruption within the halls of medical science. You know, that is more actually damaging because it touches people's lives in the worst way. So you are trusting the treatment and you're paying for the treatment that is often harmful or have no benefit whatsoever. So I want to tell you, go with confidence, because God can't lie. When he says, use medicinal herbs for the healing, he means it. So I have found wonderful, long-lasting results using herbs for all kinds of conditions. And this is nutrition your body needs to heal itself. So learn to use the, you know, herbs God has given you. You're going to be free. You're going to be empowered. You're going to be healthier. And you want to start by getting your feet wet. Call the folks at Apothecary Herbs, and they'll send you their free product catalog. And enjoy the benefits God delivers to you in his herbs. He did all the chemistry. He gets all the credit all the day, all the time. So now Apothecary Herbs, they specialize in your organ cleansing, immune support, metabolic strengthening products. Give them a call at 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663. Visit them online at thepowerherbs.com, because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs. That's it. Learn and do and be empowered. You'll be really grateful to the Lord for that. I see by the clock we got to take a break. We'll be right back with more.
Life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll free 866-229-3663 for international callers 704-875-8010. That's toll free 866-229-3663 or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com.
Thomas Edison invented the light bulb. Henry Ford, the automobile. And herbalist Wendy Wilson? Well, discover for yourself. Listen to Herb Talk Live.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com.
Don't trust anyone wearing a mask. Robbers, cattle rustlers, or doctors. I listen to Herb Talk Live.
If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll free 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
He knows I like bouncy music. All right, we're going to shift gears, and we're going to talk about your brain. We didn't fit that in on Tuesday, so we're going to do that today. People are having trouble concentrating. People are having trouble staying focused. People are having trouble, staying positive. And I understand. I really do. I mean, it happens to all of us. Where I get a lot of my strength is reading the Bible. God's herbs empower you, and his words will empower you. So if you're feeling a little down in the dumps, I'd pick up the Bible and read you know, Psalms, Proverbs, all great stuff, anywhere you want. It's amazing. Ask the Lord to guide you, and he'll reveal his wisdom to you. Every time I read that Bible, Frank, I may have read a passage 100 times, and every time I read it, I learn something. So it's like, you know, layers of the onion of God's wisdom. It's neat. All right, so we're going to talk about the brain. Well, you know, there's a lot of degenerative issues, too, with brain, a lot of dementia going around out there. You know, if we eat a lot of products that have edited genes in them, DNA, if we get, you know, vaccines, all these things affect our body. So, and if it can affect our lifespan. So what we put into our body and what we expose it to has an effect. So we're going to talk about our brain, but let's look at what science is saying with regard to our mental capacity and mental disease. Now, according to medical science, the fraudulent kind, we can make our brain age faster, they say, and create premature cognitive diseases with poor lifestyles. Well, I don't disagree so much with that. There's a lot we can do that really affects our brain, smoking, alcohol, that kind of thing. So this was some research out of the Public Library of Science. They say the lifestyles that some things that you do in your lifestyle can age your brain prematurely. So if you don't get regular exercise, because the brain is geared to have physical activity, fitness routines certainly have an ability to improve mood as well. And of course, they say if you don't get a regular activity, your brain shrinks, they're saying. So sitting too much, too often will thin out, they said, the medial temporal lobe. And this area of the brain is linked to emotions, is associated with memories and cognitive functions. Okay. So, you know, keep moving. You know, try to get at least a half hour exercise in a day. Also, brain shrinkage, they say, can trigger a decrease in blood flow, affecting all the connections in the brain, all your neurons and so forth. So brain inflammation is also a result and affects the you're not getting enough nutrition to the brain. They say a lack of proper nutrition affects the brain, mental health problems like depression, even schizophrenia. So addictions, like we were just talking about that, also, affect how the brain operates. It receives, you can block nutrition that can go to the brain if you have some sort of addictions. Also, they say your diets that have a lot of junk food, convenience foods in them age the brain. High blood pressure, diabetes, and heart disease is often the result of poor diets, but it also ages the brain. So let's look at what diet would stop brain dementia. Well, researchers at the Alzheimer's and Dementia Association, they had this study. We just don't know how accurate it is, do we? But the Journal of the Alzheimer's Association published it. They were actually saying what I've been saying, though, about the Mediterranean diet. Well, when they do cultural studies, they find that people of the Mediterranean don't have diabetes, heart disease, cancer. And it's all how they eat. A lot of omega-3 fatty acids, lots of fruits and vegetables. And Americans don't eat enough fruits and vegetables per day. So if you want to not have the big C, the cancer, fruits and vegetables. And so this diet is a prevention diet, and medicine has now said it in this journal article. And if you want to intervene and stop a problem, this diet helps, they say. It will actually stop developing brain disease by 53%, the Mediterranean diet. Isn't that encouraging? I think that is. So the diet is known to help prevent also heart disease, diabetes, and cancer, and they list some of the foods that you would want to eat on this diet. Lots of green leafy vegetables and other types of vegetables, berries, nuts, fish, beans, poultry, whole grains, olive oil, and wine in moderation. Wine in moderation. So if you don't know what moderation is, women have a limit of 1 to 2 glasses of wine because of their body weights, you know, they're smaller. Men, three. Three glasses is the limit for men. Okay. So, but you don't want to do that daily. You know, you don't want to drink that much daily. Also, interesting, it was suggested you want to avoid these types of foods in the journal article. They say, don't eat so much red meat. And if you do, limit it to like 4 ounces. Foods with high fat, avoid those. Cheese, don't eat cheese. Fast foods, sweets, and pastries, they can cause arthritis. All that white flour, you know, inflames the joints. But it's interesting. It's interesting that if we look at American diets, and our meat portions are huge, huge. Even if you go to the Chinese restaurant, the restaurants in America, the Chinese places, they have compensated to put more meat in the dishes because Americans demand it. But over in the Asian areas of the world, meat was expensive, so it was mostly fruits. It was mostly vegetables and rice with a little bit of meat. Now, some addictions that will also not help you out much, substances that age the brain, they listed alcohol, tobacco, street drugs, and also some prescribed medications. So you want to check your medications now. I recently, in the last few weeks, got a call from a lady concerned about her mom. I've mentioned this. And her mom was being treated for other ailments, but she also started showing signs of dementia. So I said, how many drugs is she on? And I think she was on more than three. And I said, well, what I would do is I would take that medication and I would type the name of the medication in my search engine on my computer or on your smartphone, and then after it, the word side effects. And then look for the link to WebMD, and WebMD will list your common and rare side effects. You may have a drug-induced dementia issue going on. So she called me back. She called me back to tell me that they did find a drug that she was on. They brought it to the attention of the doctor. The doctor took the patient off the drug, and the dementia went away. Yep. So always check. Always research your protocols, your treatment protocols. Okay. Also, physicians at Johns Hopkins University conducted a large-scale study. They had like 62,000 people. They did some brain scans, and the subjects were aged from 9 months to 105 years old. So they analyzed the brain scans, and they found that there is what is called brain age acceleration, and it was more evident in people who abused alcohol and used cannabis. The wacky weed. The weed. Yep. Yep. So... they also said that the brain age acceleration increased the risk of mental health conditions. Researchers at Rutgers found that even moderate alcohol consumption affected the hippocampus area of the brain, which affects your learning and your memory by about 40%. So smoking also is a problem for the brain. They said the University of California also stated that your risk is double getting Alzheimer's disease if you are a smoker. Yep. Okay, so things that will help your brain stay young. Let's look at those. That's all important. Alzheimer's and Dementia Translations Research and Clinical Intervention Center offered a list of activities that helps keep the brain functioning and much younger longer, and they say you want to challenge the mind. Do your crossword puzzles or other games, memorize something. This reduces cognitive decline by about 30%, they said. Also, learn to play a musical instrument. A lot of brilliant professionals play instruments to help them think, okay? And the interesting thing that I learned about musicians and the brain is that no matter what instrument you play, they have in the back of their head, in their brain, they call this the musician's bump. A little part of the brain gets a little bit of bump in there, so no matter what instrument you play, no matter who it is, the brain is affected by music. And musicians have this little bump there. It's not anything abnormal, but they all develop it, which I think is interesting. Do some math in your head. Usually musicians are really good at math. Isn't that interesting correlation? I think it is. Also memorize something like poetry, a Bible verse, or maybe a new song. And socialize. Try to be social out there. Try not to be a recluse. So our current state has curtailed socializing in some ways, you know, the pandemic, you know. And it's had an effect on folks, especially our young people. The Journal of International Neuropsychiatry, they say regular socializing protects the brain from disease by 70%. So isolation's not a good thing. And socializing can present the brain with challenges and also prevent loneliness, depression, dementia, and early mortality by about 26%. So, you know, be social out there. Now, I also want to look at anxiety because there's a lot of it happening. People are anxious. They just don't know what to do. They don't know what's coming next, and they feel off kilter, off balance. So if there's an increase in anxiety in society, it tends to rob the body and mind of being able to relax. So it can take the physical body up to 20 minutes to release tension out of muscles. And stress, tension, anxiety deprive the body of releasing all this tension. And this affects your sleep, your appetite, your energy level, your sex drive, your wanting to exercise daily, even mood swings and so forth. So we have to be careful not to allow occasional anxiety, though, to become a ruler in our life. So if you got mild anxiety, you don't want that to morph into a nervous breakdown. Okay. So anxiety ages your brain and can promote memory problems or advance dementia diseases, Alzheimer's. Lack of sleep will age the brain, and those over the age of 55 have to guard against the lack of sleep because you know how it is. You know, do you remember this, Frank? Your grandparents didn't sleep much. They were up really at crack of dawn, but they took naps. My grandparents would be, you know, they would be up before 7, having their tea, coffee, whatever, and reading the newspaper, right? But, you know, I'd come home, like, in the afternoon from class, and there they are, the TV on, but sleeping in the chair, you know? So they got their sleep in, it just didn't, not all in one spot. So anxiety, don't let it get out of control. I know a lot of people that have had anxiety, and my favorite herb to use for that is valerian root, but I like it in a liquid form, not a tablet form. And your diet's going to work hand in hand with your mental health issue, your anxiety issue, and be careful with alcohol. It will exacerbate anxiety. Okay, at first, you know, you'll have a drink and it relaxes you, but it does stimulate nervous system, okay? And what valerian root tends to do is take tension out of nervous system so you don't feel anxious. So when you have alcohol, you're kind of working against that. And so you just don't want to be drinking if you're going to be trying to deal with your anxiety. It also wakes you up at night. You'll wake up at night. You won't sleep all the way through. That's what alcohol does. It stimulates nervous system. All right. So this is a quote from The Power of Positivity. They say, it goes without saying that as much as you try to keep other organs of your body healthy, you also have to prioritize your brain health. We don't really think much about brain health these days. Also, this was from Dr. Shang, Ohio State University Journal of Gastroenterology and the Journal of Social Science, who said, it is shocking to see this decline in cognitive functioning among baby boomers after generations of increases in test scores. What I'm seeing is this decline in all groups, men, women, across all races and ethnicity, and across all education, income, and wealth levels. So you have to really protect your brain as you age. You want to keep active and vital and thinking and sharp. You know, when I was a teenager, when I visit my grandparents, they had neighbors their age in their 70s riding bikes up and down the street. Oh, brisk, sharp as a tack mentally. These people were, you know, and they weren't overweight, and they really didn't have any health issues. They weren't on a lot of drugs. What happened? And if you look at any of those World War II videos, you know, you ever see that, you know, from Victory Day and stuff in Hawaii? All the people are not, nobody's in those films that are overweight. And if you think about it, in the 1940s, there wasn't a bunch of fast food. There wasn't drive-thrus like that. There may be a diner that made, you know, homemade meatloaf and stuff. But there wasn't any processed foods yet. Not really. There was frozen foods, but there wasn't a bunch of processed, ready-made stuff, heat and eat kind of things. So people were eating things that they made from scratch. And when you do that, you simplify the diet and you are able to manage your weight better. So the Mediterranean diet is going to help you, you know, take 20 minutes, 30 minutes in the kitchen and make something, and you'll just feel better. So brain power, some of the foods that I like to use for brain power, well, ginkgo is often mentioned, but the thing about ginkgo is it needs to get to the brain. You have to push it there with something to get to the brain, so you need a circulatory herb to get it there. I like to use rosemary and some hot cayennes, habanero hot kind of thing. So there's a formula you'll find at the folks at Apothecary Herbs. They make it. It's called Brain Concentrate. It's hot and spicy. Now, you can throw it in a little tomato juice. You won't even notice it there. But it's definitely going to help. I like to use that, especially I'll pair it with other formulas if it's a brain region area, whether it's your eyes or your brain. So I like to pair it with those circulatory herbs to carry it there. And sometimes, depending on the situation, you may need a vasodilator as well. So then I throw in a little hawthorn berry and wham! Now, the other thing that I like to use from the folks at Apothecary Herbs is their body food mix, also called Body Foundation Food Mix. I call it BFF for short. And it's your vitamin, mineral, nutrition, and protein mix. You throw it in juice, a smoothie, and you're done. And it's all whole food. It's all, you know, the chemistry God put in the plants is all there. So it's nutrition the body's starving for. It's not these isolated synthetic wannabe vitamins. It's the real deal. And so, in other words, you'll get vitamin C, and it's from rose hips. It's not ascorbic acid. It's vitamin C that's in rose hips. And you want vitamin B, an organic form of vitamin, also hard to find. I mean, you can go to any of your GNCs and Walgreens and all these stores that have, you know, all their stuff kind of private labeled by the same place. And if you open a bottle of vitamin B, Frank, they stink. Have you smelled those? They're chemical derivatives. And I don't know, they're nasty. You don't want to know where they get those ingredients from either. I'm not even going to say. Some people are eating dinner. But anyway, what I like about the body food mixes, they have a natural B, as in boy, vitamin in there. And it's grown on beetroot. And they do have beetroot in that formula, too. High in minerals. Great for rebuilding blood system. So if you got blood issues, you definitely want beets. And minerals feed the bone. And the bone marrow manufactures the blood. So you're not going to have healthy blood if you don't have healthy bones. So why not just rebuild your bone marrow with minerals? I mean, instead of a bone marrow transplant, I mean, I've seen people use beet juice, and it looked like on the lab work, like they had a blood transfusion. That's how fast it is in a day. So God gave you herbs and foods and spices to be well. Yes, he did. And we're just ignoring a bunch of this stuff. Why are we ignoring nutrition and going to petrochemical pharmaceutical drugs? It makes no sense. The other thing that's real, we got away from basic stuff. And electrolytes and salt are basic. If the farmer's going to put a salt lick out in the middle of the field for his animals because they need salts, we also need salt. It's electrolytes we got to put back in. And our salt got overprocessed, and they stripped it of the minerals, and you got nothing. So you have to get a sun-dried salt with the minerals still in it. It's cardiovascular friendly. It's necessary for wellness. Your electrolytes help your nervous system too. So I really cringe when I hear, you know, especially heart patients taking off all salt. Well, real salt with the minerals still in it, 84 microminerals, help keep cell wall strong, arteries and veins flexible so they don't get stiff and rigid, so they don't get arteriosclerosis. And it doesn't push high blood pressure up because it's not just, it's mineral nutrition. It's still there. It's not sodium chloride. That's what a processed salt is. It's nothing. It's just sodium chloride, very harsh, and it will push your blood pressure up. But when you get a real salt, you're going to know it. Your body's going to know it. And I've been using a sun-dried ocean salt for 30 years, and my blood pressure is 100 over 60, and I'm 61. So it doesn't push blood pressure up. And we just have gotten away from the basics. And they're simple. God didn't make being healthy complicated. We've made it complicated. And we're not healthy because we're not following what he said to do. So call the folks at Apothecary Herbs. They'll send you a free catalog. In there, you'll see they have immune boosting, organ cleansing, metabolic strengthening formulas. Which you can, if you cleanse and nourish the body, you can sidestep a lot of internal medicine issues. I mean, it's just that basic. So call them up at 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. Now, if you're outside the U.S., use 828-469-5972, 828-469-5972. Of course, you can jump on the website, thepowerherbs.com, thepowerherbs.com, and get empowered. I mean, get your feet wet, start. You'll be amazed how freeing it is. Don't be hostage to a bunch of drugs for life. What's that? And by the way, your herbs are not to be confused with petrochemical prescription drugs for life. Herbs are there to install a balance, a nutritional balance, an enzyme, mineral, vitamin, protein balance. The body can heal itself. And you're not taking it for life. Okay? So the medical definition of cure means to put you back to your original wellness. Let me ask you, if you're on heart drugs, diabetic drugs, or whatever drugs, and you take them daily, how is that putting you back to your original wellness? It's not. It's propping your metabolism up like a crutch. It's not addressing cause. It's addressing symptom only. So I'm not into the manage your disease thing. I'm into let's get it done and give the body what it needs and heal the thing. That's what I'm into. So call the folks at Apothecary Herbs. Get a catalog. If you're on their website, sign up for their online newsletters, and you'll get information on wellness each and every week for free. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. Seek medical advice, if you dare, from a licensed medical physician before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Until next time, I wish you all to be well.